Tell you why I really want to know. It's the Well, that was the Zombies time of the season. And right before that was Destroyer by the Kinks. And Chris, would you impart of why we played those two songs back to back?
Yeah, so Jim Rockford, actually the Zombies reformed in like around 2010.
Really?
They just played last week in Florida.
No, that was the High Bouncing Balls. That was me. I'm sorry, there's that's a private joke.
There's a High Bouncing Balls project coming up.
That was me, you and Struffleupagus.
Yeah, we still have to follow through with that whole project.
I would love that.
Humongous. So so Jim unfortunately died after coming home from Florida. He returned to England, where he died at his home after a fall down the stairs. So very sad way to
Awful.
Go.
Yeah.
Jim was 76, and once again, look at his career.
Absolutely.
Three killer bands. Three legends between Argent and, of course, the Kinks.
You ain't kidding.
You know what? The Kinks bass players is like the Spinal Tap's drummers. They have Pete Quaife, Andy Pyle. I forget the guy before him, after him, then Jim Rockford. They have four bass players from 66 to 96.
Nobody could stay with them because the brothers hated each other in that... That started the Kinks.
They hated each other.
I think they hated
their neighbors.
Yeah.
So
nobody wanted to stay with them.
Yeah, and plus the guitar player, Dave Davies, the younger brother, hated the drummer, Mick Avery. And then what happened was he forced Mick out of the band, and then Ray, being the older brother and the supreme ego, was like, you know what? He's my best friend. Blank you. And he put him in charge of their studio. And then the two brothers, you know, I don't know if you know this, Dave Davies had a stroke and he had to relearn how to play again. And there was talks about a 50th reunion of the Kinks in 2016. And the guys recovering.
Man, those guys are old. It's amazing.
In the 70s. Well, Jim Rockford was 76. So once again, these two guys, the guys in bed recovering from a stroke, they start fighting. So that took care of that. So if you want to see the Kinks, you best go to the old VHS player and find the videos because you'll never see them again live.
Chelsea or Lynn. Anyways.
I was going to say that's the Cramps, but no, I'm kidding.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 5:08 in the afternoon. Hope you are all enjoying the program. And it is what, Chris? Mine still says 32.
No, let's see. if you say 32, I bet mine's still going to say 55. So we're going to stick on 48.
All right, we're going to stick on 47, 48 degrees. Tomorrow is supposed to be warmer.
Warmer?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be like low 50s tomorrow. And then Thursday and Friday are supposed to get... very cold, like 28 degrees.
Yep.
Well, that's not very cold for us, I guess. And 32 of a high on Friday. So, bundle up, kids.
Yeah, just make sure you're wearing pants on Thursday and Friday.
Get the bread and milk and all your necessities.
So there's no storms, you know, for the rest of the month.
Hmm. How do you know that? Dick Albert.
Oh, yeah, all right, Dick Towel. Okay, I have 53.
I don't know.
And you have 32.
Probably.
And so, yeah, we'll call 45-ish.
Does it matter if you're sitting on your phone the whole time? Does it change the degrees?
Yeah, but up.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, you've been sitting on your phone the whole time. I was wondering what the hell you were doing over there.
You couldn't care less what I do over here. You couldn't care less.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I could be on fire over here and you wouldn't give a freak.
So, you got any news or anything?
No.
Okay. I'll just go into some more music until you figure it out.
I've got news.
Do you want to do news now? I'll play a couple songs.
Songs. We'll come back with the news.
And we'll come back with the news.
I got news. I've got rock and roll history. I've got an ointment for that rash.
Yes. Yes, I was meaning to talk to you about that. So take us out, Chris, and at 47 degrees. And go ahead.
If you got an accurate temperature reason, please call us at 855-915-9636 or 8915-WMFO. Once again, it's 855-915-9636. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5.
Be right back, kids. This one goes to Aaliyah. Actually, maybe I may play Aaliyah after this. She loves this song.
Thank you.
Boy, I got to tell you, that Donny Irish can sure get up there.
Yeah. What if he's playing around here soon?
Where is he going to be playing? In a basement?
Pizza Hut? in the one in Chelsea?
We have to meet him. We have to.
I don't think it'd be too hard.
I don't think it'd be too hard.
No. I mean, they have all these acts that were big once, and they play at the Lynn Auditorium now.
Yes, that's why I said that earlier.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. All the old Motown music is played there as well.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Let's see. Donny Irish. What, Donny Irish, what are you up to? Let's hope you're on tour this year. Maybe we can...
He's on tour for what? One song? Anyways, boys and girls...
There's a picture of him with a microphone.
5-19.
Maybe he's introducing somebody. I don't know.
There's a picture of me with a microphone on every... on Facebook every day. Anyways, 5-19, kids. You're listening to the Giddy Up. Will you stop looking up Donny Irish? We're never going to meet him. That, you know, even though that's on my bucket list.
Do you know what band he was in?
No. Donny and the Irises?
Before that, he had a huge hit. Holy moly. I'm going to tell you what it was. It's a song that was called Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
No, sir.
He was in Wild Cherry.
He was in Wild Cherry.
He was in Wild Cherry.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Yeah. He was playing that funky music, white boy. What did he do in Donny Irish, 78, 79? He was, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're making it up.
Would I make up Donny Irish singing, being playing?
Yes, you would.
He wasn't the guy who sang it, but he was in the band that sang it.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, did he play the guitar? Is that what he did?
Yeah, played guitar and sang vocals and sang.
All right.
Yeah, and he was also in a band called The Jaggers, which had a song called The Rappa in the 60s, I think. If I have my memory serves me correctly. Yeah, 69, The Jaggers. And yeah, it had nothing to do with Mick.
Okay, can we get to some news?
No, we're going to talk more about Donny Irish, because when he's sitting in the guest chair, we're going to grill him on his career.
You know, I bet it probably wouldn't be too hard to get him in the guest chair.
No, we'll just have to get his bus fare from South Station.
Probably. Whatever, it'll
send
work.
Giddy up limo.
Okay, so we got 5:21 in the afternoon, boys and girls. It is, 47 degrees in the state of lovely Medford, Mass.
So
I think it stopped raining, and
eventually
it's time for a little silly news. And I have some silly theme music.
Oh, very good. Ah, yes. Once again, it's always sunny here in the Giddy Up, and I just want to introduce some news to this classy program. Bolly, once again, we're going to start in the great state of Florida.
Of course.
Because that is... that's where humanity goes to perish.
I believe you are correct, sir.
Oh, man. So, authorities say a Florida man was charged with driving under the influence after mistaking a bank drive-thru for a Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
The Tampa Bay Times report that 38-year-old Douglas John Francisco.
So he thought he was in a Taco Bell. All right, easy. So he thought he was in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yes, he did.
At the bank.
Yep. So the 38. So okay, once again. Yeah, he was arrested Wednesday outside the Bank of America branch in Spring Hill. The Hernando County Sheriff's Office says employees spotted Francisco passed out in the bank.
Why do you like saying Francisco?
Remember Elf, the movie Elf?
Yeah.
Remember the, he keeps on saying the guy's name, Francisco. Francisco, oh, that's a fun name to say, Francisco. Hey, buddy, have you seen the mailroom?
I like to say salsa. Because people like to say salsa. That's your, you know, that's the number one condiment in the, yes, in the world now.
You know what would be great on? A burrito.
Or a Francisco burrito.
Francisco, would you like salsa on your burrito? But you're in the Bank of America drive-thru.
I'll take a burrito with salsa and a side of Francisco.
Third Anzo County Sheriff's Office says a employee spotted Francisco passed out the bank's driver plane after the workers banged on his car for some time, Polly, for some time. Deputy said Francisco finally woke up and tried. Francisco finally woke up and he tried to order a burrito with extra salsa. When the branch manager told him it wasn't a Taco Bell, he reportedly drove to the front parking lot. Deputies say they found Francisco in the driver's seat with his car running. He was arrested for failing a failed sobriety test. Surprise, surprise. He was freed on $500 bail.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So, I was laughing so hard, you know, my fat fingers.
Polly, so we're staying with food-themed shenanigans.
Oh, well.
In Florida.
Why not?
So, Florida man 23 arrested for a fried chicken attack on his girlfriend.
What does that mean?
Well, Polly, it's fun to find out. I will tell you what it means. Francisco.
That wasn't his name. Salsa. You got two Francisco stories.
I'd be lying if I did. During an argument with his girlfriend, a Florida man allegedly threw a piece of fried chicken at the woman, striking her in the face with the poultry and triggering his arrest for domestic battery.
And then what happened?
Well, Juwan Brown, 23, was busted Wednesday after a dispute with his living girlfriend turned violent in the couple's St. Petersburg home. After the 6'2", 220-pound Brown stepped on the woman's foot, he threw a piece of chicken at the victim, striking her in the left side of her face and glasses. Brown was booked. He was booked into the county jail, freed on $5,000 bond.
Did he eat the chicken after?
We don't know. Brown has been... maybe we can call the spokesperson live on the air at... What county did I say? Was it Francisco County?
Stop it.
Court records show that Brown was arrested in 2015 for striking the same woman. Before pleading no contest to a battery charge, Brown violated the terms of
Brown.
Brown.
Yeah, I have some live audio from him, by the way.
Oh, please
after
do.
The arrest, yes.
Okay.
So, this is him after he,
Sorry. Been building up for a while. Sorry. I'm so sorry about this. Sorry. There we are.
Before pleading. He's arrested. It's no chicken. We're moving on. I can't hear that. Hold on, your suspenders there, buddy, because I got a good one for you. Man called 911 to report wife was a spider.
Is this another food story?
No, but it's a Floridian. He was busted for misusing the emergency system.
Doesn't feel right. Man, that cookie dough was fighting that taco I found in the parking lot. Just hope I can hold it in till the meeting's over.
And now, 23.
Sorry. I'm Florida, man. I'm not laughing at you. I just can't read the story. This is the most ridiculous effing story I've read yet. A Florida man who twice called 911 to report that his wife was a black widow spider.
Oh, that's great.
Was arrested early yesterday for misuse of the police emergency system. William Rutger, a 61-year-old Tarpon Springs resident, first called 911 around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday and told a police officer that his spouse was an arachnid.
Yeah.
Rutger added that he wanted her involuntarily admitted for a mental health examination per the state's Baker Act. I think somebody's been baking. Rutger was slurring his words and appeared intoxicated after, according to responding patrolmen. Officer Jacob Miller explained to Rutger, who was not expressing coherent thoughts, that the 911 system was for emergency uses only.
That wasn't an emergency?
Oh, so shortly after 3 a.m. when Mr. Rutger again dialed 911 to say that his wife was a Black Widow spider.
Huh.
They returned to Rutger's residence and placed him in handcuffs, charges with misusing the 911 system. Rutgers yesterday entered a no contest plea to the misdemeanor count. A judge adjudicated Rutger guilty and ordered him to pay fines and court costs totaling $500.
Continue, sir. Okay, I'll continue then.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain.
By the way, Rutger is a retired lawyer and the author of The Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure, a 2009 autobiography that is described on Amazon as a lighthearted jaunt into the sublime world of drunken decadence. Once again, if you want to read Mr. Rutger's book, it is called The Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure, a lighthearted jaunt into the sublime world of drunken decadence. I was battling if I should do this story.
Chris, you are the newsman. You can do whatever story you would like. Is it about the Patriots?
No. It's I don't know if it's funny or not, but it's funny as hell to me.
Well, I'm sure it's funny.
A confrontation involving two Dunkin' Donuts employees, a customer, and her child in Tewksbury was caught on camera. The customer, a woman named Sharon from Lawrence, did not want her last name used. She said she'd gone back to the Dunkin' Donuts store on Main Street Sunday morning after getting the wrong donut order. They bought some other food and coffees, but when her daughter Hazel and her dog were asked to leave because dogs were allowed inside, they said they shouldn't have to. They never made the muffin, so I said I no longer need the muffin. That I would go ahead and just like a refund for the muffin. That's what she said. The employee started calling her expletives and accused her of trying to get free food. Would you like your donuts because you obviously got a refund for them? She throws the whole box of donuts at me. One donut hits me in the head. The rest of the donuts fall on the floor. And then they started calling her a fat expletive and told her all she was looking for was free food for her fat you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Tewksbury police said they're continuing to investigate the incident, pulling surveillance video and getting eyewitnesses. Keep it classy, Tewksbury, and let the large woman get her donut.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to get free donuts because you got to see her. She was a svelte 320, if not a pound. Polly, I've got rock and roll history, or do you want to play some music?
Go for it, man.
All right, so some rock and roll history for this week. So we're going to go from the 21st to the 27th.
Wait a minute, I got it.
Dunkin' Donuts.
You're going to take out the donut guy.
They're going to bring the Fred the Dunkin' Donuts guy back.
He might be in the running for the mustache of the year as well.
Do you know I met him once?
You did?
Yeah, it was weird. I was on LSD. No, I met him once.
Were you getting your mustache trimmed?
It was maybe 20-something years ago. Maybe more than that. He was actually doing an appearance at a Dunkin' Donuts that I happened to frequent. I was in Boston, so I was working downtown. Sure. And all of a sudden, I'm like, holy moly, the guy from Dunkin' Donuts just gave me a free donut. The guy was Fred, and everyone made a big deal out of it. So, and I didn't know he was supposed to be there. And do you want to embarrass you with a Dunkin' Donuts story? Get a good look, Costanza?
Yes.
You know who that was. That was Maria Menounos. She worked at that Dunkin' Donuts at that time.
Is that who I was looking at, you think?
I swear to God, because think about it. How many girls that look like that working Dunkin' Donuts?
I know.
It was in the late 90s, like 98. And at that time, she was working at that
Funny
Dunkin'
story,
Donuts.
Yeah. We were on our way to fantasy football draft at our friends in Wakefield, friend's house in Wakefield, and I went in the Dunkin' Donuts, which I don't drink coffee, but I was getting, I don't know, chocolate milk and a donut, and I was like, staring.
Me, you, and Charlie Eschbeck.
Yes, yeah. And Charlie come up behind me, he goes, get a good look, Costanza.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Oh my God.
We went to Staples to get, because you wanted to get all your paper
that,
stuff.
That
but
much.
It was like, the both of us like this. Man, I swear that was her.
Very well.
It probably was. Well, you know what? It makes a better story. All right.
We'll just stick with that.
Yeah, that's our story, and we're sticking to it. So, on the 21st of January, happy birthday to the Wolfman Jack.
Wow, Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
How old?
Well, he's long dead. He was born in 38, so he would have been 100. I don't know. Wait, 138. He would have been 80. I got it, man. I got it. He would have been 80. I think he's dead. I don't know.
Well, you can't just make up stories.
I'm assuming he's dead. I haven't seen him on the Midnight Special in a while.
Or Don Kirshner's rock concert.
Yep. Saturday Night Fever skyrockets to number one, ultimately selling 30 million copies. And in 87, Aretha Franklin on the 21st became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
50 years ago on Monday, the 22nd, her seminal album, Aretha Lady Soul, was released. Today, one of the most talented jazz guitarists, a guy who really influenced modern guitar playing more than anyone, born in 1910, Django Reinhardt, was born on this day, and that's significant. He's Jimmy Page's favorite guitar player.
Really?
Yep. Wow. On this day in 86, Ray Charles was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Birthdays are cooking for, on the 24th, for Jules Holland, formerly of Squeeze and longtime host of the long-running UK show, the Jules Holland Live with Jules Holland.
Oh.
Great show.
I never missed one.
Oh, I watch it all the time. It's the only place that plays live music. It's really good. The late, great Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money, Werewolves in London.
Werewolves in London.
Who lived when Ralph Garino was in California was his neighbor.
Oh, they're going to say they were roommates.
Maybe they were roommates at the shelter. I don't know. Also, happy birthday to Aaron Heffer. It is your birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Aaron Heffer.
Is that Aaron Neville?
His voice gets soft and it gets loud. And also to Neil Diamond. Sad news about Neil Diamond. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, he has...
Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, okay.
And he's forced... I think it's Parkinson's? Yeah,
no, it is Parkinson's, yes.
And he's forced to retire from the stage. And, you know, we wish you all the health in the world, Neil Diamond. And also, let's see, on Thursday the 25th, Etta James,
yep.
Huge hit someday. I've played at every wedding, including my own.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday the 26th, happy birthday to the great...
No, it was At Last.
At Last, what did I call it?
Someday.
Someday.
It's okay.
Who sang Someday? Oh, that was the other lady.
Someday we'll be together.
What the hell did I not know that? Thank you for correcting that.
No, no worries.
Oh, God. I wasn't paying attention at my wedding. I was drunk.
Somebody, we both were.
Yeah, somebody kept plying me with Jack Daniels.
Oh, I have no idea who that might have been.
Took me away. We sat up in a loft with a big bottle of Jack.
Yeah. In a haunted place.
Yep. On the 26th of January, happy birthday, Edward Van Halen, and also Anita Baker, who had some...
Love kids. Anita Baker. Love me some Anita what Baker back voice, in the day. Huh? Oh, my God. Just like Etta James, man. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful, beautiful melodic voices.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Apollo Theater, the legendary Apollo, opened in Harlem in 1934. And lastly, on the 27th, which was this coming up Saturday, happy birthday to Faith No More vocalist Mike Patton, born on this date, 1968.
I just love Faith No More.
And and lastly, also yes, celebrating a birthday. If you run into this man, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. It's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who was born in 1756.
If I run into him, then you know I won't be here next week.
Because you built your time machine? And that's your week in
thank
rock.
You, sir. I love it. I love that segment. I really do. So take that. Because I love that segment, and we should do it every week.
It's done.
We got 20 minutes left in the show, boys and girls, and it's 5:40. And let's take it out. Like, you know, on a high note. And why don't you take us out, and we will be back for our goodbyes and a couple songs.
Well, being that you wanted to take it out on a high note, I'll try to class it up a little bit. You are listening to...
There's no way that can happen.
You're listening
with our show.
You're listening to the classical melodic sounds of Le Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
I don't believe it's been slitting my throat is all I am. I heard your voice through a photograph. I thought that I've been brought up the path. Once you know you can never go back, I gotta take it on the other side.
I sit alone, come get a little known. But I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on. All my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. I got your hey, oh. Now listen what I say, oh, oh. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on? When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave it.
Between the-
That's right, Chris. It's so white as snow. Do you have your yayo?
I guess your yayo. You can. Never mind.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 5:15 in the afternoon. And that was a double shot of the Chili Peppers. And actually, looking at my playlist, well, I've been doing quite a double shot day.
Well, yeah.
Unintentionally, even though it's two for Tuesdays, because we like to do that. But anyways.
Yeah, and you know what? You can even say the little tribute we did to the late Jim Rodford. Was it Jim Rodford twofer?
It was a twofer. Yeah. Exactly. So anyways, I hope you guys and girls enjoyed the show, because we have, 9 minutes left. But we are going to break out of here, because I know the traffic's going to be there, you know, with this rain, because everybody from New England all of a sudden forgets how to drive for some reason. Anyways, we're going to take it out, and I'm going to play one more song and to take us out. But we're going to say our goodbyes, and you start us off, funny man.
I think I will. So I hope everyone listening enjoyed it as much as we did bringing this to you today. And, you know, I just want to thank everyone once again for sticking with us from Friday to Tuesday. Hopefully we'll be back to our normal schedule.
Yes.
Coming up shortly. And so go as fast as you can, for as far as you can, for as long as you can. DJ Pauly B.
All right. We are going to take a 166-hour break, boys and girls, because we need it after this show. Whew. Wow, what a workout that was. Anyways, like I say, always stay Boston strong, kids. Thank you for listening to our show. If it wasn't for you, and we would not be here, honestly, and because we love you guys, and thanks for the beep. And always be a rock and never roll, okay? So... you guys, stay strong. We'll see you next, or hear from you next week, hopefully. Take care. We love you.